The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel is one of those British ensemble character movies that feature a lot of first-rate characters, very little central plot, a long series of excellent and varied vignettes, and a large cast that could not be improved on. In this case, headed by Maggie Smith, who all but steals the show even from such talents as Judi Dench, Tom Wilkinson, Bill Nighy, and other less-known but no less perfect performers, including Dev Patel, the star of Slumdog Millionaire, who at less than half their age holds his own as a teenage manager of the decaying hotel. Too cheerful to be realistic, Marigold Hotel is not a grim study of the problems of old age. It pretty much ignores, for example, problems of health, physical or mental. But the Britishers are an Indian pursuit not of mystic religion, but of cheap living. And one of the weaknesses of the movie is that neither it nor the characters in it shows a lot of interest in what Indian life has to offer. A list of such qualities that Tom Wilkinson reels off at one point is not much illustrated in the action and does not seem to be very Indian to start with. But the movie seems to cover more ground than it really does, partly because of the parallels and contrast that give it structure and coherence. Maggie Smith's racism is echoed by the Indian mother's classism, for example. A number of people face problems of lack of love, and one couple, to our surprise, faces an excess of it. Only one person seems to be after sex only, and I'm not sure we aren't mistaken about him from the start. There are maybe too many stories, but the theme of learning to live in a new setting is never lost, except in that the characters are dealing with each other more than with the Indians. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel could have been better, but is head and shoulders above almost everything else. Jim Erickson, over and out.